Call for Action presents Of Consuming Interest, a public service show that discusses scams, deceptive offers, and other consumer concerns. Here's the director of WUSA 9 Call for Action and your host, Shirley Rooker.
Would you like to buy a house or perhaps refinance your current home loan? But where do you start? How do you shop for a mortgage? It can be a daunting task, and most of us don't have a lot of experience in doing it. Well, how do you save money? And how do you know whether the offer or the loan is the best one for you? Well, my guest is David Ginsberg. He's the president of Loan Tech, and he's going to help take some of the mystery out of finding a mortgage, and a good one at that. Hi, David. Welcome to Of Consuming Interest.
Hello, Shirley. How are you? And thank you. And it's nice to be here today.
Well, you know, it is a daunting task to think about buying a house because most of us don't do that very often. So we're really not terribly well equipped when it comes to going out there looking for a loan, figuring out what's the – I mean, good Lord, David, you and I both know it can be extremely confusing for consumers. So let's just start out first with the process of – we're going to talk eventually about what you call your loan calculator, which I know is a patent-pending process that you've developed. But before we do that, let's just talk about the whole process of finding a loan. How do you start shopping, and when do you start shopping before you know you want to buy that house, or at what point?
Okay, those are all great questions. Yes, I definitely suggest to my clients or to home shoppers to look into the financing even prior to looking for a home, because if they go through the loan qualification process with a lender that they select, the home buyer, they'll get a very good idea of what they can actually afford for the home, as opposed to looking for a home first and then finding out that, hey, maybe they don't qualify for as large a loan as they may need to purchase that specific property.
So they find their dream house and they can't afford it. So we want to avoid that. Okay.
Yeah,
now, one of the first things that I always tell consumers before they start looking for any kind of loan, whether it's a house, a car, or even renting an apartment, is to go to the credit bureaus and check their credit records at all three credit bureaus to make sure that there's nothing on there that's going to prevent them from getting a loan, because that's an important step as well. So now, after they've done that, so we find out that our credit's clear. If it's not, go contest it if it's something that's wrong, or work on getting it straightened out. But how big a part does a credit score play in getting a loan, David?
Yes, good question. And that's like the million-dollar question. Credit scores, and there are typically three credit bureaus where your lender will obtain your scores. Credit scores are crucial. In fact, without a good credit score these days, you're basically not going to get a loan.
And consumers should understand that credit scores that are issued that are done generated by different lenders, because they're actually the ones that generate the loan, the credit scores, I believe. They look at your credit records. Is that right?
Exactly. And the credit record, and the lenders can get more information from this. I think the FTC website has information on this, as well as the three major credit bureaus. Yes, they look at your payment history. How often do you pay on time? Do you have any late payments? What is your credit utilization? In other words, how much is your credit balance relative to how much you have available?
Mm-hmm.
And also, if there are any other derogatory items in your record, judgments, liens, bankruptcies, foreclosures, and so on. And the credit score, again, is very, very important. In fact, the higher or better your score, the better rate you will get.
Because yeah.
Many times the lenders will have adjustments to the rates, meaning the lower your score, the higher your interest rate will be.
And at callforaction.org, we also have information on credit scores. We have a whole section there. That will tell consumers what they need to know about it, what they really mean, you know, how to improve it, et cetera, et cetera. So, okay, so we've got this out of the way. You've taken care of your credit score. You go out there, you know that you've got a good credit record. You've done all that you can, paid everything on time, et cetera, et cetera. Then you start the process of looking for a loan. Where do you go? I wouldn't even know where to begin, right, truthfully.
Okay. That's a great question. If someone is looking for a mortgage for the first time, I hear that from a lot of people. Well, you know, who do I call? Who do I contact? Now, I always, if someone asks me, I always suggest that they get talked two or three, shop for, with maybe two or three different lenders, maybe a bank, maybe a mortgage company, maybe a mortgage broker, because brokers typically have a pretty wide menu of loan choices. Maybe getting a referral from a neighbor, friend, coworker, or maybe where you have your checking account, and ask for references. If you know anyone who recently purchased a home, ask them where they get their loan. Were they pleased with the service they mm-hmm. received from that particular lender? And then they should contact those individual brokers and or loan officers, because typically the loan officer, they're the ones who will have the direct contact with that loan shopper, basically.
David, do people get loans through credit bureau credit unions?
Yes. In fact, I was going to mention that too. Credit unions can be an excellent source for mortgage financing. They are getting more and more competitive, and more credit unions are offering a variety of mortgage programs. And in the Washington, D.C. area, as I'm sure you know, there are a number of very large and very competitive credit unions.
Oh, yes. Yes, there are some big ones. Exactly. All right. So we take that route. When do you decide if you're going to go to see, this will show you how totally lack of knowledge I have. What about Fannie Mae, FHA? When do you look at those agencies for home loans, and what part do they play in your getting a loan?
Okay, great question. Actually, FHA, Fannie Mae, and Freddie Mac, they're what you would call the secondary market. They are the lenders or investors who actually buy the loans from the lender where you get your mortgage. So they're kind of like in the background, so to speak.
Okay.
They set the rules, because they're the ones who are ultimately going to buy your loan in most cases.
Mm-hmm.
So you may get a loan from lender ABC, and that lender will eventually sell that loan to one of those three entities I just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
But from your perspective, you'll still be making your payments to that particular lender, unless they've sold it to another lender. But again, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FHA.
That's not where I'm going to start. Gotcha.
Okay.
All right. So I go, and I guess it's really important for people to have established a relationship with either their credit union or their bank, that they have some money there, have a checking account, maybe even a credit card issued through them. I mean, is that the kind of thing that a lender is going to look at? You know, you do business with this bank, so I'm going to walk in there and I want to ask them if I can get a loan to buy a house or a condo or whatever my new home is going to be. And that would be, I would think, be important. You know, before you answer that, save that answer, because we're going to take a brief pause here to let our listeners know that they're tuned in to Of Consuming Interest. I'm Shirley Rooker. My guest is David Ginsburg. He is the president of Loan Tech. And we're going to talk about something called the Loan Cost Calculator, which David swears up and down it's going to save you money. And I believe him. Why shouldn't I? All right. So let's go back now and talk about what I just asked you.
Okay, that was a great question regarding if the loan shopper, if the individual has a banking relationship mm-hmm. with that institution, so on. That, you know, it doesn't hurt, but realistically, there's a wide a variety or choice of lenders in the marketplace, and again, they're going to be looking at your credit score, basically your credit score, and your income. And your liquid assets that you would use for a down payment.
Okay.
And that's pretty much, and it's a very, very competitive market. So I know a lot of people may think, well, I have my checking account with Bank ABC. That really
doesn't matter.
In most cases, that's not going to get them a better deal.
As you said earlier, the big thing here is, what is your credit score?
Yeah, so exactly.
If you've got really great credit, all the lenders are going to want to loan you money. So
they will be falling over each other trying to make a loan to you. But again, everything will be underwritten and verified and approved and so on. But credit is king. You used to hear the cash is king, and maybe in some cases it is, but credit is key.
Okay. So now I've gone to the banks, the credit unions, lenders, and I get these offers for loans. And then I go out and I start looking for houses. Have I got that wrong? I look for the loan and then go get look for the house? Or how do I do that? I mean, what do you do? You can tell I haven't bought a house in a long time.
Okay. Well, basically, what you want to do is to get pre-qualified by
a lender. Ah, gotcha. Okay.
And then basically how that works is you talk with a lender. They basically do a limited loan application. They will look at your obviously your credit score, your income, and assets. And based on that, they will determine, okay, how much of a loan and at what rate and what programs are available to this individual. And they will issue or write what's called a loan pre-qualification or pre-approval letter that on their letterhead, which you can use when you're shopping, when you're house hunting, basically.
So this may give you a leg up on other buyers as well. If you've already got pre-approval for a loan and you know how much you can get, then this would, to me, let's say there are two people bidding, you know, want to go into war on a house. Would that be a real positive in terms of your bid being accepted?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I consider it a necessity, because you're exactly right. That definitely gives you one leg up, and can definitely give you leverage, because if two people make the same offer on a home, one has a pre-qualification letter in hand that they provide to the realtor or to the seller,
mm-hmm.
and the other individual doesn't. Well, guess whose offer is going to get the most attention?
I'm better prepared, so I'm going to get it. Right. All right. Let's talk about now this loan. Which of these? I go to these various lenders, and they tell me what they're willing to give me and whatnot. Now, how do I know which one eventually is going to be the best one for me? And I think that's where your loan cost calculator comes in. And tell me about that, David. Tell me what it is. Tell our listeners, what is my loan cost calculator?
Okay, the Loan Tech calculator, which is found on the loantech.com website, it's a patent-pending calculator. And over the years, I realized that it's always been difficult for homeowners to compare loan quotes. Now, I want to emphasize this calculator is used by loan shoppers after they've already received loan quotes from various,
right.
From one or more lenders.
So you get out there, you do your homework, you do your footwork and visiting various lenders, then you take those offers back and put them into the calculator.
Yes, and what's nice about it is it literally takes about 3 minutes, because the only information you have to input is the loan amount, the interest rate, and these are for fixed rate loans only,
mm-hmm.
the loan amount, the interest rate, and the APR, which is the annual percentage rate. And as a side note, when a lender gives you a quote or when you see an ad for a loan, so the interest rate and the APR have to be disclosed. So those are really the only two numbers that you have to put in. So basically, within a period of 2 or 3 minutes, this calculator we'll do hours and hours and hours worth of calculations, and the algorithms that I developed for it will minimize the time required down to literally it's instantaneous, basically.
That's incredible, because that's the hardest thing I think of all for consumers, is to look at all these figures and numbers and figure out what they mean. Now, what are some of the so we use the loan cost calculator, and they can find this at loantech.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
loantech.com.
Correct.
Okay. So find the loan cost calculator. And it actually shows up right on the front page, because I went there and looked at it.
Right.
Okay. So you do all of that, and here you've got fantastic information. But what are some of the things in the loan document itself? Are there some gotchas in there that consumers need to watch out for?
Okay, great question. Now, if you had talked to me 6, 7, 8 years ago, I would have told you there are a lot of gotchas in there.
Okay.
These days, I don't know of any gotchas that are there, because again, the Dodd-Frank legislation, the Consumer Finance Agency, took care of all the gotchas.
Okay.
So basically, some of the gotchas that used to be in there would take the form of a prepayment penalty,
mm-hmm.
Where
that means if you paid off your loan early, they're going to charge you for it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Can't do that anymore. Oh, I like that.
there's very, very few loans that have that.
Okay.
Then there were loans that have what's called negative amortization, which means the amount you borrowed in under certain circumstances could actually increase over time rather than decrease. And again, those loans are pretty much non-existent today.
Okay.
There's a lot of homeowners got in trouble with those, obviously,
mm-hmm.
and were not really understanding the type of loan they were getting. Other types of loan, so-called gotchas would be a balloon payment, and that's where the balloon pops after 5 years, 10 years. And what that means is, if you get a loan today, in 5 years or 10 years, the remaining balance of the loan at that time is due in full. So it's not a standard
wow.
15 or 30-year amortization schedule where you can pay off over that full period of time.
And then can that still happen?
There may be some loans out there that have that, but it's fully disclosed.
Okay. So the disclosure part is the important part of this, I think, for consumers. Let's just take a brief pause here and let our listeners know they're tuned into Of Consuming Interest. I'm Shirley Rooker. My guest is David Ginsburg, and we're talking about mortgages, refinancing, whether you want to buy a house or a condo, but whatever it is, the way that you can find the best loan and the easiest way to do it. And David has developed something called My Loan Cost Calculator, which you offer to the public for free?
Yes.
Okay. And you're not trying to sell them a mortgage or anything else. You're just offering them information. I love it. I mean, I think it's a great thing. And anything that can help you figure out what you're actually going to be paying to me for a consumer is of great benefit. So, okay, anything else you want to add about this whole business of loans and home shopping?
Well, I just want to reemphasize how important it is to shop for the loan, because the federal government and HUD have done studies that show that I think it's more than half of loan shoppers might only look at one particular option. And typically, the story I like to tell is, I always hear that loan shoppers sometimes spend more time looking for an iPhone or a stereo or whatnot than they do looking for financing for their home.
Oh, so. Boy. And that money, since you're paying it over a long period of time, it really makes a difference, doesn't it?
It makes a huge difference. And one other thing I want to mention real quickly about that loan calculator, while I can't guarantee it, it's not unusual for someone using that calculator, looking at different loan options on an average size loan, to save thousands of dollars. Those
mm-hmm.
are real dollars. They're not hypothetical,
mm-hmm.
because that calculator will reveal the total closing fees, the loan fees that the lender is charging.
What prompted you to develop the calculator? I mean, you're not doing it to sell loans. Why did you do it?
Well, our other services we provide help homeowners determine the accuracy of lender calculations and so on their loans and escrow
mm-hmm.
accounts. And I've been doing this for a very long time. And over again, we would get calls and emails from loan shoppers from all over the country saying, which loan is best for me? How do I compare?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to spend 3 hours with my Excel spreadsheet
mm-hmm.
or with my calculator. And I heard that literally thousands and thousands of times. I looked at all the calculators that exist in the marketplace. There was no calculator that did that. By just inputting the rate and the APR, it calculates all the numbers you need to know. What's the payment going to be? What's the total interest you're going to pay? And importantly, what are the loan fees that are included in that loan quote?
Oh, boy.
And that's not always very evident. And again, this is the only calculator of its type that will reveal that. And it literally takes about a minute and a half.
So what you need is you need to have gone to the various lenders and gotten offers of loans, what you can get for them or what you can qualify from those lenders, and then come back and sit down at the calculator and figure out which one of those loans offers you the best deal. And since you're talking about a long-term loan, that can make a lot of difference in money you save.
Yes, and we've
and it's I gather is obviously, as I just said, I haven't bought a house in a long time,
uh-huh.
but I guess it's not obvious to the consumer which is going to be the best loan. You can't just look at one factor. Is that what you're telling me?
100%. I will hear from consumers many times. Well, David, I found a quote with a really low rate or a really low APR. Does that mean it's the best one for me? And I'll say, not necessarily. So again, it takes the place of literally hours and hours of calculation.
Mm-hmm.
And again, in one click of a button, and you can use it on the iPhone as well. Your smartphone, it will show you not only a comparison, but it will also show you, it calculates the fees that are included in those loan quotes, and it also verifies that. So if a lender tells you the rate is X and the APR is Y and the fees are $1,000, this calculator will tell you whether or not it is actually $1,000.
Okay, so the important thing is do your homework, use this gadget, the calculator, and go to your, it's available at loantech.com, no strings attached, right?
Yes, that's absolutely right. It's not affiliated with any lender.
Okay.
It's strictly for consumer use and consumer education, exactly.
Okay, well, gosh, I think it sounds wonderful because when it comes down, I mean, I know when I was shopping for a car, you know, those things can drive you crazy. So,
absolutely.
Well, could you use this kind of thing for a loan for a car? Could you sit down and use
it? No, at the time, at this moment,
it's really not
designed for auto financing. So that's a little different animal.
And as you said early on, this is for fixed rate loans only, because if it's got a variable rate, nobody can calculate that.
Right. Well, yeah, right. We offer services where we can compare that, do that. But yeah, it's strictly for a fixed rate for any term, anywhere from 5 years up to 40 years and anything in between for any loan size, any interest rate, and so
on. We've got a couple of minutes left here. Is this a good time for people to be looking around for loans?
Oh, absolutely.
Or refinancing. Refinancing as well, is right?
Yes, that refinancing makes up about 50, maybe 60% of total mortgage activity. A lot of people are refinancing. A lot of people have refinanced. You know, you've got 30-year fixed-rate loans in the threes, 3.75 maybe in the Washington market area, and you've got 15-year fixed rates at around 3%. So that by historical standards, those are rock bottom rates. I mean, rates are very, very low. And, it's a great time for someone to be buying or refinancing.
Okay. So go to loantech.com after you've gotten those loan offers and see which one is the best for you. And David swears you're going to save money if you do that. You know, and that will help people so much, David, because I if they're like me, I can sit down and look at all these figures all day and I'm going, and I'm pretty good with math. But, you know, it drives you nuts when you don't really understand everything and how one aspect of the loan plays off on the other aspect. And that's what you're taking into account. So anyway, yeah. Okay. We've got just a minute. Got any final word? Just shop around. Would that be the best advice?
Right. Shop around, get referrals. You can also go to the federal NMLS .gov website that give you information on any lender. And again, what you mentioned about reviewing your credit report, that's really key.
Okay.
Also,
that's it.
Occasionally. I'm sorry.
I said that's it. We've just about out of time, David. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed it, and it was great to learn about something that you've developed for consumers that can be very helpful and save them money, which is a big thing as far as I'm concerned. You've been listening to Of Consuming Interest right here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Shirley Rooker. My guest was David Ginsberg. He is the president of LoanTech, and he discussed his My Loan Cost Calculator, which can help you save money on a loan. Check it out. I'm Shirley Rooker. Thank you again.
Of Consuming Interest is a public service program presented by WUSA 9 Call for Action, hosted by Shirley Rooker. Call for Action is an international nonprofit network of hotlines which offer free and confidential assistance. If you have a complaint, contact Call for Action at 301-652-HELP. That's 301-652-HELP.